Just half an hour ago or so, this has just come through, so let's get to it. The Prime Minister has just announced that New Zealand and France will lead global efforts to try to end the use of social media to organise and promote terrorism and violent extremism. And we can go to the Prime Minister now. Tēnā koe, good morning to you.
Morena Gaan.
What is happening here? New Zealand and France are going to be leading this effort. Explain to us what's happening.
Well, I think since the 15th of March terrorist attacks, there's been a very clear, I think, call for New Zealand to take on a leadership role in combating violent extremism online. The 15th of March attack was unique in the way that it did use online platforms in order to disseminate and publicise the attack in a way that we haven't seen before. And so there is a role, I believe, for New Zealand to play now in ensuring that we eradicate that kind of activity from social media in particular, but to try and prevent it ever happening again. Now, we can't do that alone. One of the reasons we'd look to partner with France is because they are their role, their G7 presidency, their particular focus on combating the use of the internet for terrorist and violent extremist purposes. They'll be hosting a G7 digital ministers meeting in the middle of May. So we'll be looking to really leverage off that, co-host an event together where we're not just calling on world leaders to come together, but actually tech companies as well. We want a collaborative approach. We can't solve this issue on our own, nor should we. And so it's about taking everyone playing their part and taking responsibility.
Mm. Let's see if we can try and unpick some of the specifics. I imagine this is still at an early stage, but you've got the CEOs of these big companies to agree to what is being called the Christchurch call to eliminate terrorist and violent extremist content online. Firstly, does this include, well, the Facebooks and the Twitters and the, you know, Instagrams, I guess, of the world? And what do they do? They're pledging to make sure that none of this content actually gets up on these platforms in the first place?
Doing what we can to eradicate, yes. So we have involved the major tech companies, as you mentioned, the likes of Twitter, Facebook. We are working on finalising still, as we speak, the text of the Christchurch call to action. But I have personally spoken to a handful of CEOs around what we're trying to do, and we're looking to have that text finalised and really talk about what we can do in practical terms, not just rhetoric, but in practical terms collaboratively. And that's what we're working up to in the middle of May. So once that text is all worked through and ready to be released, then we'll do that. But at the moment, you're right, that is what we're seeking, is for tech companies and countries to sign up to a real call to action to try and prevent this in the future.
Is Mark Zuckerberg one of those CEOs that you've talked to?
Yes, yes he is.
And are they on board with this? This is a pretty major move, isn't it?
Well, you know, it was a hugely significant event, not just in New Zealand's history, but globally. And I think, you know, when we actually distill this down, no tech company, no country wants to see online platform used to perpetuate or to promote violent extremism or terrorism. And so we have a common starting point. It all then comes down to what is it that we're each prepared to do about it. And so we've used that common starting point, and now we're getting into the into the detail of what we're doing.
And this is I presume it's a voluntary code, is it, rather than a punitive thing, rather than some sort of you will be penalised with X if this happens. Is that right? It's a voluntary thing that they would sign up to.
Yeah, so it's not, what we're talking about isn't a draft piece of regulation, for instance, but really instead a set of things that we think actually governments should commit to, and then you know, a set of expectations that companies could and should be committing to.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're working through.
How broad, Prime Minister, will it go, and what channels will you use? I'm just thinking about countries like China, where I think I'm right that they don't even allow Facebook.
Facebook access. I mean, one of the things up front that we are being utterly consistent on is that, you know, we must continue to maintain the principles of free, open, and secure internet. And that's critical because, of course, you know, just as much as our starting point is common ground around trying to eradicate violent extremist content online, we equally have to maintain that principle of people being able to access a free and open and secure internet. So my expectation is not that everyone will necessarily sign up, because those principles do need to be embedded.
So will you use any of the international institutions, the UN, the, I don't know, the OECD, or, I mean, which, yeah. Or would countries just be able to individually sign up to it if they wanted
to? I'd anticipate countries being able to individually sign up, but my expectation is that whilst we're looking to really convene in the middle of May, that this will be a starting point. Often calls to action like this will continue over a period of time, and my aspiration is that we continue to see countries and companies come on board over a period of time. And so, yes, we may use other institutions to leverage in order to get that commitment, but we will be seeking individual commitments.
Can I just spend a couple of minutes on Sri Lanka? Your response to this statement made by the Deputy Defence Minister in the Sri Lankan Parliament that their early indications were that it was retaliation for Christchurch. Your response to that?
Yeah, and so we've put out an official response to that, Guyan. As I said, we've heard those reports. We've received nothing officially, and we've seen no intelligence reports to confirm that. But as I've tried to highlight, obviously it's very, very early days for the Sri Lankan investigation, and you know, having very recently experienced obviously a terrorist attack here in New Zealand, I know that focus obviously very early on is often very operational, and so acknowledging that's the position that Sri Lanka will be in, but also just confirming again, we've received nothing formally either. But nothing at this stage to cooperate.
To back that up, yeah. But are you concerned that without strong evidence that this claim has been made by, well, a junior member, but at least a member of the executive in Sri Lanka?
All I can do is simply put out what we do and don't know. And we've done that. Again, you know, from Sri Lanka's perspective, obviously they are focused on their response. And we need to allow them to focus on their response rather than getting into a debate on those issues. But as I say, we've had nothing formally that, or I've seen no reports that corroborate that statement as of yet.
Thanks very much for your time this morning. That is the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announcing that New Zealand and France will lead those global efforts to try to end the use of social media to organise and promote terrorism. She says she's spoken to Mark Zuckerberg, some of the other big tech CEOs, and is going to try and get other countries around the world to sign up. So that's pretty major developing news this morning.